Okay.
Radha Krishna 101.
Vilken verklighet. What a reality. No, well, I kind of realized lately, of course, it is something we all know, but in my own life, that yes, we may have plans what we want to do and then try to do it. We may pray to God and try to figure out what does God want us to do and what will happen next and what will happen for the rest of my life. Because I guess we are, at least I have been, more like that. A bit creators of our own destiny. But then, as mysteries appear in my life, and I don't know which way to go, what is the right and wrong thing, and trying to figure out if I do this and that will be the right thing, I mean, this and that will happen, and whoops, it didn't. And I was praying to God, and still I took the wrong path, and the result wasn't the way I expected it. But then I thought, actually, just right now, that Krishna is full of surprises. And part of this life that we have is to see what God has in store for us, what Krishna is planning and arranging, and sometimes jokingly, sometimes teasingly, sometimes really cleverly and intelligently, of course. And that is part of that rasa, that's part of the pastimes, that's part of what really life is about. I mean, just think of it. That makes sense, doesn't it? Not that life is just some logical progression with God, Krishna there as some functionaire, what is it in English? As a manager. Managing the whole show. But it's a personal relationship. Personal relationships unfolding. Surprising sometimes. Mysterious sometimes. Leaving us in dramatic agony sometimes, but then resolving in unexpected ways. It's why are we reading novels and stories and looking at movies? Because they are, in a way, reflecting that story of our own lives. Oh, man, what a wonderful reality, what a wonderful world, once we start realizing this. And it's ever expanding and increasing bliss. That's what we learned, right?